comes from John.
That was a very serious prayer.
Chapter 21, verses 15 through 22. All right, scripture reading for the day. When they finished eating, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" "Yes, Lord," he said. "You know that I love you," Jesus. Jesus said, "Feed my lambs." Again, Jesus said, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" He answered, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." And Jesus said, "Take care of my sheep." The third time he said to him, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was hurt because Jesus asked him the third time, "Do you love me?" He said, "Lord, you know all things. You know that I love you." Jesus said, "Feed my sheep. Very truly I tell you, when you were younger, you dressed yourself and went where you wanted. But when you are old, you still stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." Jesus said this to indicate the kind of death by which Jesus would glorify God. Then he said to him, "Follow me." And Peter turned and saw that the disciple whom Jesus loved was following them. This is the one who had leaned back against Jesus at the supper and said, "Lord, who is going to betray you?" When Peter saw him, he asked, "Lord, what about him?" Jesus answered, "If I want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you? You must follow me." Because of this, the rumor spread among the believers that this disciple would not die. But Jesus did not say he would not die. He only said, "If you want him to remain alive until I return, what is that to you?" So may God bless the scripture reading for the day.
What a joy and a privilege to be in the Lord's house to worship the Almighty God. And this is our Luna and I, it's our annual visit to our family. But I'm also very, very happy to be in a God's family at the CCC. This year is very special for us as we enter the 10th year serving in China. We consider this as a privilege. For the last decade or so, we have experienced tremendous blessings and grace from our God, because all of you have been part of our ministry and our life for the last 10 years. Through your continuous prayer and support. So we are very grateful. We are truly of one family. I'm also very glad tomorrow I'm leaving for China, but this gives me a chance to share God's word and also a chance to practice my English. This morning we're going to look at a passage in Gospel John chapter 21 and just read, which is Jesus' last word to Peter. We know from the previous chapters that Jesus, after the resurrection, was about to ascend to heaven to join his Father. After an exhausting night for Peter and the six other disciples in the lake without catching any fish, Jesus appeared to them on the beach and invited them to breakfast. Then we come to this very familiar passage when Jesus asked Peter three times if you love me. Three times Peter gave positive answers, and each time after Peter's affirmation, Jesus instructed him to care for his sheep. Interesting. In other words, caring for Jesus' sheep equals to loving Jesus himself. And Jesus and his sheep are one body. Did Peter really understand Jesus' questions? We're going to start from verse 18 as we see Jesus continue speaking to Peter. Verse 18 says, I tell you the solemn truth. When you were young, you tied your clothes around you and went wherever you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands and others will tie you up and bring you where you do not want to go. Now Jesus said this to indicate clearly by what kind of death Peter was going to glorify God. And after he said this, Jesus told Peter, follow me. Now we see in the scripture, Jesus was really getting serious. He was as if asking Peter, do you really understand what you are saying? To love me may cost your life. And you're not going to die a good or natural death. Your death may be something you're not willing to see. Then Jesus commanded Peter to follow him. Here we see Apostle John insert his interpretation of Jesus' word as a kind of a death Peter was going to experience so that he may honor God. What did Jesus mean when he commanded Peter to follow him? We all know that Jesus was about to ascend to heaven. Certainly, he was not inviting Peter at this moment to go with him to heaven yet. But to follow his example of serving and dying for his sheep. According to Christian tradition, Peter was crucified in Rome under the Emperor Nero, Caesar Augustus. It's traditionally held that he was crucified upside down at his own request. Peter possibly at that time remembered Jesus' word and found himself unworthy to die like Lord Jesus. But here in the verse, following verse in John 21, verses 20 to 21, we find a different Peter who was unwilling to accept Jesus' command. Peter turned around, the verses read, and saw disciple whom Jesus loved following them. This was a disciple who had leaned back against Jesus' chest at the meal and asked, Lord, who is the one who is going to betray you? So when Peter saw him, he asked Jesus, Lord, what about him? What about this guy? Jesus replied, if I want him to live until I come back, what concern is that of yours? You follow me. Interestingly, after the resurrection, Jesus appeared to his disciples at least three times and gave Peter a final march order. Peter became reluctant and distracted. He was more concerned about his fellow apostle John. What about him? How he's going to die? Is he going to die the same death as I'm going to? We see Jesus in a very gentle and merciful way told Peter to focus on his calling to serve his sheep by following Jesus' example. During our ministry work in China, we have met many, many people who have followed Jesus in a sacrificial way. Two sisters stand out as the most to them the most, as they both have passed away. Sister Yang Xinfei, can I have a picture? Okay, yeah. Sister Yang Xinfei died during our first year in China. He was imprisoned for many years because of her faith in Christ. Her story is featured in a documentary film called The Cross. We invited our church 15 years ago. Can I have the next? Yeah, you may remember, some of you may remember her. We hosted her in our home for quite a few days. We were so touched by her life, so joyful, so faithful. And her life had touched many people in China. That was the first funeral we went in China on year one. Last year, or just 2 months ago, we went to another funeral for the person, Sister Ming. She was one of our faithful co-workers, a normal person, a mother, a wife, but she loved God's word so much that she devoted so much time helping people to get deeper into God's word. She served as a volunteer for several years with us. And just a week before her death, we were together serving. And she and arranged spaces for me and Luna to live near the training site. She cared so much about the people and loved them in a very sacrificial way. A few days before Christmas, I got a phone call early in the morning from her husband. I was so saddened by that. By her sudden passing, I burst into tears. I tried to say something to her husband to comfort her. But I couldn't find any words. Her husband said something instead that encouraged me. He said, sorry. Didn't Jesus die for us to set us free? Yes. Jesus certainly did that. The legacy of the birth sister, Sister Yang, Sister Ming, had taught me a lesson, a truth. Unless we give our lives for Christ, our love to Christ or for Christ remains a lip service. Today's Bible passage helps view our life from the perspective of Jesus' sacrificial love. So how do we exactly do to follow Jesus? Let me give us some suggestions. First, to follow the Lord Jesus is to shepherd the sheep as he did. As in John 3:16 says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus loved his sheep to death. So must we. Second point, to follow Jesus is to offer our life as a living sacrifice. As Paul says in Romans 12, therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God, that this is your true and proper worship. We do not have to be in a difficult or persecuted situation to die for Christ. Christ commands us to follow him in our daily common life. That is to die to ourselves, You know, self-ambition, dreams, family, career, and etc. Jesus' prediction of Peter's death is no different from how he views our lives. Jesus said in Matthew 8:16, "For whoever wants to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will find it." So let us die to ourselves, die to our sins, and die to glorify God. Third suggestion, to follow the Lord Jesus is to let nothing hinder our calling and our mission. The very last word recorded in the Bible that Jesus said to Peter is, if I want him to live until I come back, what concern is that of yours? He was assuring Peter of his return. You follow me. That is his return is our final destination and our true hope. Our focus should be our missions, not deterred by our surroundings or situations until we meet him for sure when he returns. As Christians, we believe that communion is a memorial of Jesus' death on the cross. It is Jesus' death that paid for our sins so that we may sin no more. To partake in the Lord's Supper demonstrate our new relationship with Jesus Christ, because Jesus has died for us and our sins are forgiven. We live in him and he is in us. The Lord's Supper portrays this spiritual reality. As I close my message here, I'm asking myself and all of you these three questions. Were you willing to follow Jesus to lay down our life for him, for his sheep? Are you willing to follow Jesus in your daily walk with him? Are you willing to follow Jesus, whatever the situation or cost? May the Lord Jesus be our help and be our strength. Thank you.